Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sad end of the season for the Red Wings. You could hear it in Dylan Larkin's voice. You could see it on his face if you watched the post-game video afterwards. He was devastated by the Wings not getting into the playoffs, despite the fact that they valiantly played the end of the season, three straight overtime wins. Last night was a shootout win. The fact that they got it to overtime is a miracle when you think about everything was against them. I mean, they had an icing call that they then overruled and said it was tipped in the zone, so that meant that the Red Wings had to put the goaltender back in goal with like 30 seconds to go. They get a faceoff with 7 seconds left and convert that to a goal with 3 seconds left. Absolutely improbable. It was remarkably exciting. And then 5 minutes later, we're all frowning because Philadelphia doesn't get past Washington. And, you know, Doug, a friend of mine just texted me this, and it's true, and it's also frustrating. The regulation win thing as a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
How about this for a tiebreaker? Shouldn't the first tiebreaker be wins, period? The Red Wings had 41 wins. Washington had 40. But because Washington had more regulation wins, they're in.
If you're going to rank things. So here's the thing about wins is that I think the reason they do it this way is because it values the 5-on-5 play, the hockey, the purity of the game of hockey. But it's also rewarding. I think that's why they're doing it. But the wins would reward overtime wins, which is the bastardization, the 3-on-3, which is not hockey as we know it. Damn it, the call screener went out again. Sorry. Oh, it's back on. Never mind.
All right.
Sorry, frustration's coming out there. All's good. Anyway, so I don't know why they do what they do. I guess this is one of those things that I never paid that close attention to until right now. And now, can you get Gary Bettman on the line, please?
Yeah, I'll ask him, hey, do you think you can change the tiebreaker rules so it always benefits Detroit?
There you go.
Done.
I like it.
I mean, that's the only, every fan base in America, you're in right, any sport, right, only complains about it when it doesn't benefit them.
Yep.
These rules were in place well before the season started. Yep. Everyone knew them. And you just got to go back to that. They blew an 8-point lead or whatever, that 8-game stretch they had. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I had to pick one thing that I would change of the whole season, it would be a healthy full season for Dylan Larkin. They don't lose those 8 games in a row if they got Dylan Larkin. But it speaks to how great, how important, I should say, he is to this team. You can the debate over whether or not he's, you know, a superstar, not a superstar, blah, blah, blah.
He's integral to the success of this team. They showed the record of the team when he plays. Definitely a winning team when he plays. Yep. And point of game guy, he can be better than that if he please stay healthy. Yeah, but, I mean, that's the thing. Why doesn't he stay healthy? Because he busts his ass every shift he's on the ice. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. You know, he is the embodiment of the Detroit Red Wings. And people, for whatever reason, were upset with him this year. They've been upset with him for years, and I'm like, why?
I think
this guy oozes captaincy.
I think he's probably quieted some of those critics who I'm now just probably making pick up their phones and calls. But I do think that he did quiet a lot of the critics. There was one part about last night, by the way, that was just immensely effed up. I mean, effed up. And we will get to that today at 11:20. In the meantime, Saad is in Rochester, and he's on 97.1. Hi, Saad.
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
Okay.
First and foremost, screw Philly. They're taking their paybacks from 97 playoffs, apparently. Second, I really don't think we're going to get rid of Lalonde as much as I'd really like to. I don't think these guys played for the coaching whatsoever. I think they played for Larkin towards the end of that stretch. It's just tough to see us losing how we did in those eight games. The way, as many comebacks as we had, we lost a lot of games when we were up 4-1, et cetera. It's just frustrating, man. It sucks that today that we're not going to be in the playoffs this year. And, you know, I
ask your question, Saad.
Get rid of him. I really don't think he does.
Okay, then if he doesn't, do you want Eisenman gone?
Hell no. Absolutely not. No, look what he's done to this team. He's done nothing but good. You got to remember what he's done when he got here. He had to take care of Holland's mistakes. That was a chore all by itself.
I hear you, but let's think about
that are saying, oh, we need to get rid of Eisenman or anything else. He has no idea what the hell hockey or management is. They're just some internet GMs that think
this,
they know.
But this call's fascinating to me, Saad, and I just want to – you are balancing Lalonde has to go, but – you don't think Eisenman's going to fire him, and you approve of Eisenman's job. So do you acquiesce and say
– I understand the contradiction in that one, but at the same time, I just think he's going to give him another chance.
Okay. All right. I wanted to see where you were at with it. Thank you. 248-539-9797. Phil is in Ann Arbor. Hi, Phil.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Ew.
Oh, sorry. My bad. That's on me.
yeah. First off, it's a heartbreak, I think, as a Detroit fan. Seeing the last stretch of games where Detroit has played their heart out, and especially Lucas Raymond. But overall through the season, Detroit has been streaky at best. So overall, I think it's a up-and-coming team. They have a lot of young talent, but I would emphasize young. They're not mature yet. And I think that's where they kind of – their hang-up is. Like last caller said, how many games have we lost with us ahead? You look at the great teams right now, Florida Panthers, New York Rangers, those are teams that are stacked with veterans, superstars, I would say. So it's a very hard league to play in and win. I think their moment is coming. But it's a heartbreak what happened last night. And last thing, I would say, the NHL reffing has been asinine. What happened on the 10 minutes into the Philadelphia Flyers game.
Dude,
I'm not a Philadelphia Flyers fan, but that was asinine to call that goal back, or maybe he lost sight of the puck. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.